turn your cherry time into electric evening, 12th January 71.
Oh, Bhagam, Maho Bhagam, Nandagopa Bajukasam, Janmitram Paramanandam Purna Brahma Sanatam. I think I shall speak in Hindi. Huh? What is it? I shall speak in English. Then they will take out Bhagavad Gita. That is. Just a part of the prayer offered by Brahmaji when he offended on the lotus feet of Krishna. The incident, perhaps you know, that Krishna was a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. जा रहे हैं क्या? तो हिंदी में बोलेंगे, बहुत मुश्किल है ना, ये लोग है इंग्लिश. अच्छा बैठिए. तो हिंदी वाले सब चले जाते हैं, तो हिंदी में ही बोला जाएगा. आइए महाराज, आए हिंदी बोले, कॉल इन दैट महाराज, इधर आइए, अब बैठिए, हम हिंदी में बोले. सब इंग्लिश में समझ जाएंगे आप लोग. व्हाई यू आर बैक साइड, यू कैन टेल मी. सो ब्रह्मा जी इज प्रेजिंग द फॉर्चून of the residents of Vrindavan, Brajokasam. Headed by Brajokasam means the residents of the Brajbhumi, headed by Nanda Maharaj. O Bhagam Maho Bhagam Nanda Gopa Brajokasam Jan Mitram Paramanandam Brahma. Krishna was there. So Brahma is admitting that this Krishna is Parabrahma Sanatana. So, we have to take evidence from the authorities. There are 12 authorities according to Shastra. Brahma is one of the authorities. 12 authorities means Svayambhu, Narada, Svambhu, Kapila, Kumara, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Vaiya, Sati, Vayam. Svayambhu, Narada, Svayambhu is Brahma, Narada, then Svambhu, Lord Shiva, Svayambhu, Narada, Svambhu, Kapila, Kapil. Kapil is incarnation of God, Kapila. The propounder of the Sankhya philosophy, Kumara, the four Kumaras, ever Brahmachari, and Manu, Vaivasvata Manu, the father of Maharaj Ikshvaku, and Prahlad, the son of Hiranyakashipu, the father was a thief, and the son was a devotee, great devotee of Lord Krishna. Then Janak Maharaj, the father of Sita Devi, and Bhishma, the grandfather of the Pandavas, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, then Vaiyasaki, Shukdev Goswami and Jamaraj, they are authorities. Now, here the Brahma, the first authority, he is admitting Krishna as Brahma, Purna Brahma Sanatana. Purna Brahma, Bhagavan. Brahma realization, there are stages, three stages of Brahma realization. First impersonal Brahma, then localized Brahma, then full Brahma. Localized Brahma is Paramatma, which situated in everyone's heart. The example is given just like the sun. The sun is one, and the sun is the abode of the sun god, Vaivasvata. In the Bhagavad Gita, you have to admit, Imam Vivasvati Yugam Prasavana Hama Ahamabhat Vivasthan Manave Prahu Manu Ishkhaka Vibhya. So this Vivasthan is sun god. He heard from Krishna for the first time about the yoga system stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Krishna spoke and the sun god heard. Therefore, he is a person. And the sun god's abode is the sun planet. And from the sun planet, the effulgence, the sun sign is coming. By this example, one can understand what is Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Tattva-vastu, the absolute truth. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The absolute truth, not like that. Don't teach like that. I don't tell you. The absolute truth is realized in three phases. The first realization is impersonal Brahma. The next high realization is the Paramatma, Antarjyam. And the ultimate realization is the Supreme Personality of God. Vadanti tattavida satyam jadjyanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti sarve. This is absolute truth in three phases. So here, the absolute truth, when he is realized as the Supreme Person, as Brahma is realized, Janamitram, He is realizing that Krishna, who is playing as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, and he has become the most intimate friend of the residents of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj was the Jamindar Raja. He was Vaishya. He had 900,000 of cows, and he was the head of Vrindavan. All other cowherds men were his tenants, or friends or family members. So Krishna automatically become their very, very dear friend. That is the significance of the residence of Vrindavan. Their love for Krishna was so ecstatic that they did not know anything except Krishna. Therefore Brahma said, "Oho Bhagam Mahava." How fortunate these residents of Vrindavan are, that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has become their friend. And Krishna is Purna Brahma Sanat. Not that he has assumed a body like a human being and is imperfect. No. Just like Mayavadi philosophers, they take it, they concoct like that, that ultimately the absolute truth is impersonal. But when he descends, I do not know how the impersonal can be he. So that theory is refuted here, right? Because it is the statement of Brahma, and he says that Krishna is Purna Brahma Sanat. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Apani Pada Suti Bhadri Prakita Pani Charan Puna Kahe Siddha Chale Kare Sarva Graha. This is the process of describing a spiritual understanding with reference to the Vedic injunction. Now, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Vedic reference. He says, Apani Pada, this is a reference from the Shetasatara Upanishad. In the Shetasatara Upanishad, there is statement, impersonally, but referring to the person, transcendental person. The mantra is like this, Apani Pada Javana Grita Pasat Satatsu Sasyanastakarnaha Savetri Savetri Vedanga Nasata Shastri Veta Tamahu Radrang Purusang Mahatman. That Purusang. Purusang means person. But the Vedic mantra begins Apani Pada. Person but has no legs and no hands. There are two kinds of statement, that he is person, Purusha. Mahanta. The greatest person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a person, but Apani Pada. But he has no legs and no hands. So how is that? A person has no legs and no hands, and still he accepts whatever he offers, just like Krishna says, Tadhaṁ asnāmi bhaktya upurhitam asnāmi. Anyone who offers me anything, patram, pushpam, phalam, tuyam, with devotion, Bhaktya, the very word is bhakta. That means Krishna is transcendental person. And the Vedic mantra confirms, when the Vedic mantra says, Apani Pada, no hands, no legs, that is not imperson. Person, but his hands and legs are not like us. That is Apani Pada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that. Apani Pada Suti Bodhi Prakito Pani Charan. When the Vedic mantra says that the absolute truth has no legs and no hands, that means that the personality of God has hands and legs and not material. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains. Apani Pada Suti Vedic mantra. Bodhi Prakita Pani Charan. Kuna kahe Siddhra Chale Kare Sadhbhagram. And although the Vedic mantra says that the absolute truth has no leg, no hands, it confirms that he can accept whatever you offer and he can walk more speedily than anyone. When he walks, at the same time he has no leg and he accepts your offering, he has no hands. What does it mean? Apparently, it is contradiction. If he has no legs, then how he can walk more speedily than anyone? These are Vedic mantras. No, nobody can capture him. He is walking so speedily. But if he has no legs, how he is walking? There Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that Bodhi Prakita Panita. This means that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no material body. In the Kurma Purana, it is said that the Supreme Personality, the Parabrahma, has no distinction between his body and self. There is no absolute, means there is no duality. As we have got duality, I am the soul and this body, they are different. Therefore, Shastra says, Jasnatu buddhi kunape siddhatuke. If anyone accepts this body as self, this body is made of three dhatus, kapha, pitta, vayu. I am not this. And Bhagavad Gita also says, Dehinasmin jathadehi kaumara yauvanam jara tatha dehantram prati. So dehi means possessor of this body, the owner of this body. The owner of this body is different from this body. But in case of Krishna or Vishnu Tattva, there is no such difference. The self and the body, no difference. That is confirmed in the Kurma Purana. Unfortunately, the Mahavadis, either due to their poor fund of knowledge of the Shastras, or by their whims, they say that Krishna or Vishnu, when comes, or the Absolute Truth when he descends, he assumes, he accepts the material body. But that is not the fact. Krishna says, Sambhavami Atma Maya. It is not that Krishna accepts a material body. No. Krishna has no such distinction, material body. Therefore, Krishna says, Avajananti Mana Murha Mana Sintanuvasa. Because I present myself, discern myself as a human being, the murhas or the rascals, they think of me or deride at me. The Mahavadis, they will never worship the transcendental form of the Lord. They will not worship. They will worship the impersonal. And Krishna says, Klesau dhikatarasti sam abhakya sattati. So sam, of course, impersonal, personal is the same, absolute truth. But if you try to reach the absolute truth through the impersonal attachment, then it will be more troublesome. The jnanis, those who want to understand the absolute truth by their material, imperfect knowledge, how well? Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavid Gayam Indriya. Our manipulation of these senses, it's not possible to understand what is Krishna. The Vedic mantra also to say, Nayam Atma Prabhatanena Labhya. You cannot realize the Atma. You cannot be self-realized simply by talking. He may be very big speaker, nice speaker, but that is not the process. Simply by speaking very nicely, you can understand the absolute truth. Nāyam ātmā prabhacanena nabhyā na medhaya. Neither you can understand the absolute truth because you have got a very nice brain, a very great scientist. Then Sir Isaac Newton would have discovered what is God, or Professor Einstein, or Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose, they could have understood. No, they cannot. Because they have very nice, finer tissues of the brain, it does not mean. It is a different process. It is to understand God or Krishna, it is not material process. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhaktya mama vijanati javan jasyami tattata. Only through devotional service, he can be known. Naham prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabhritaha. Krishna is covered by the curtain drawn by yogamaya. Therefore, Krishna cannot be understood by everyone. Neither his teachings, Bhagavad Gita, can be understood without becoming a devotee of Krishna. This is not possible. Therefore, Krishna says to Arjuna that bhaktosi priyosim, because you are my very dear friend, therefore I shall speak to you rahasyam etad uttamam. Without you, nobody can understand. Krishna was a military man. He was not a Brahmin, neither a Vedanti. You cannot expect a military man, a Kshatriya, to be highly learned in Vedic scriptures. That is not possible. They hear from the Brahmin. The Brahmins, they are expected to be highly learned scholars in Vedas because that is their department. Jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma svabhavam. Brahma janati iti brahman. Brahman, therefore we call Brahman Pandit. Panditji. Panditji has never seen the pages of Vedas, but he still is going on under the name of Pandit. So, that kind of Panditji is not wanted. Actually, a Brahmin means he is truthful. And one of the greatest commentators of Bhagavad Gita, Baladev Vidyavasan. He says truthful means one should be truthful even to his enemies. Sometimes we have to hide something from the enemies, that is diplomacy. But Baladev Vidyavasan says a Brahmin should be so truthful that he will disclose everything to his enemies. satyam titikha ajavam suchi sama dama. These are the qualities. Jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma sara. So without this brahminical qualification, one cannot understand the Vedic knowledge. Therefore it is stated sometimes that a Sudra is prohibited from reading Vedas. That does not mean that a reading of Vedic culture or Vedic knowledge is monopolized by a certain class of men. Not that. The idea is, just like in our ordinary educational system, there is some prohibition. So unless one is graduate, he cannot be admitted in the law college. That is not a prohibition. That is the necessary qualification to understand. Similarly, to understand the Vedas, the necessary qualification is that one must be a qualified Brahmin. Not that Mr. Max Muller, he has got little knowledge of Sanskrit and he translates. That kind of translation is no use. Just like so many commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita, without becoming a devotee of Krishna, is useless. It has no meaning. Because Krishna says that bhaktyamam abhijana, only through devotional service one can understand it. How a non-devotee can understand it? He has no scope to enter into the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. The first qualification is that he must be a pure devotee of Krishna. Then it will be revealed. In the Srimad Bhagavat there is a verse, athapi te deva padambujadayam prasada lesanu grihita eva hi janati tattam nachana ekopi chirang vichin. My dear Lord, one who has a little a favorable connection with your lotus feet, he can understand. Athapi te deva padambujadayam prasada, one who has got a little prasada from your lotus feet. Such person can understand you. Prasada leshanagri janati tattam. He can understand what you are. Krishna says that manushyanam sahasyesu kaschid jatati siddhaya jatatamati siddhanam kaschid vettimam tat. To understand Krishna is not very easy job. Krishna says, out of many millions of men, one is trying to become perfect in this human form of life. Not everyone is trying. First of all, one has to become Brahmin or acquire the Brahminical qualification. That is the platform of Satagun. Unless one comes to the platform of Satagun, there is no question of perfection. Nobody can understand, nobody can achieve perfection on the platform of Rajagun and Tamagun. Because one who is addicted to Rajagun and Tamagun, he is always very greedy and lusty. Tato rajastamo bhava kamo lobha dayastri. One who is infected with the material qualities of ignorance and passion, he is lusty and greedy. That's all. Therefore you see, generally people are very much lusty and greedy. They are accumulating money, crores and crores, still they are not satisfied. In Western countries, you see, very easy. There are many, many workers working very hard from very poor states, just like Henry Ford, Mr. Rockefeller. They started making life from a very humble state, but they accumulated immense wealth, and still they were not satisfied. In our country also, there are many villas and such, accumulating money. They're greedy, because infected with the quality, modes of nature, ignorance and passion. Vaishya means passion and ignorance. Kshatriya means passion. And Brahmin means goodness. These are the different qualities. So one has to come to the platform of goodness. Then he has to transcend the platform of goodness, come to the pure transcendental platform. Vasudev. Sattam Vishuddham. Satogun. In this material world, Satogun is also sometimes mixed with Rajogun and Tamogun. That is the nature. So one has to transcend the platform of Satogun. Shuddha Sattva. Sattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. That is the Vasudev platform when Krishna appears. So manushanam sahasyesu. So generally people are addicted, infected with the qualities of ignorance and passion. How he can understand Krishna? It is not possible. One has to engage himself this devotional side. Then you can, you may argue, so how these Europeans and Americans, they are supposed to be in ignorance and passion. How they are coming to the platform of transcendental platform of pure goodness? That is possible. That is possible by the execution of Bhagavad Dharma. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Tato Rajastamo Bhava. There are verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sinnatang Sakata Krishna Punna Savana Kirtan. One has to hear. Therefore, savana and kirtan, hearing and chanting is very important. Sunnatang sakata Krishna, especially hearing and chanting of Krishna. Kirtana deva Krishna mukta sangha parangu. Simply by discussing and hearing and reciting Bhagavad Gita purely, not by interpreting wrongly. As it is, as Krishna says, manvana bhava mad bhakta mad jajima. You have to accept that. You cannot change that. You cannot say, it is not to Krishna, it is to Krishna's self and this and that. So sinnatang sakata Krishna, one who hears Bhagavad Gita, as it is, or Srimad Bhagavatam, from devotees, Sinnatang Satata Krishna Punna Samana Kirtana. Because simply by hearing, he achieves the result of pious activity. And Krishna says also in the Bhagavad Gita that one can be engaged in my service, in devotional service, who is freed from all contamination of sinful life. Jesam antagatam papam janaram punyakarmanam. ते दंड महानिर्मुक्ता भजन्ते माम दिरब्रत। Unless one is freed from all contaminants of sinful life, one cannot concentrate in the devotional service of Krishna. Krishna says. So the process is, as it is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sinnadang Satata. Simply you sit down and hear what Krishna says. Don't comment wrongly, whimsically. Don't gratify your senses. Submissive. Namrata. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommends from Bhagavad. Jnane Prayasam Mudapasa Namantayim. Just be submissive. Bhavadiya Vārta. And try to hear of Krishna. Submissive, then you'll benefit. If you make your own commentation, then you'll be wrongly directed. You have to, therefore Krishna says, evaṁ parampara prātam evaṁ rājasaya vidur. Sakālena jūganasya parantam. Because the parampara system was lost, therefore, Krishna says that the system recommended in the Bhagavad is lost now. Therefore, I am speaking again to you, the same yoga system. So one has to receive the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita by the parampara system. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna heard Bhagavad Gita. And how he understood Bhagavad Gita? He understood Krishna as a person. Param brahma param dhama pavittam paramam bhavan purusam shastatam adhyam. Very real Bhagavad Gita understanding. And Arjuna says, sarvametam ritang manne jad vadasi kesam. Now Krishna says, the sarvadharman parittaj mamekam saranang bhajam. He accepted that. That is Bhagavad Gita. Not that it is not to pursue Krishna, it is to his wealth and this and that. No. Therefore we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as a thief. So it is very unfortunate that the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepted by all the acharyas, not only at the present age, previously also, Vyasadeva, Narad, Asita, Devala, there are great acharyas. And in the recent years, Shankaracharya, he has admitted, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya, all these authorities they are accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, how is that? The less intelligent class of men, they are commenting differently. That's not good. They may comment, they go on talking on nonsense, but no sane man will accept them. There's a difference. But, those who are sane, they should judge over you. Why we should deny that God is impersonal. God is personal. Krishna came. Krishna exhibited his godly potencies, energies when he was present. There is no, in the history we won't find another second person like Krishna in the whole history of the world. Apart from other points of view, Bhagavad Gita, that is admitted, is spoken by Krishna. Such deep, profound knowledge, There is no second imitation or second copy like Bhagavad Gita and the whole world. That is admitted by all scholars, all religionists. Therefore, he is Purna Jnana, Purna Brahma. Bhagavad Gita is Purna Jnana. The Bhagavan's one qualification, he is fully wise. Nobody is wiser than him. That is one of the qualifications. Nobody is richer than him. Nobody is powerful than him. Nobody is influencer than him. Nobody is beautiful than him. And nobody is renouncer than him. Sarai Sajjo. That will be explained. So, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, admitted by all acharyas, and on the basis of that authority, we are preaching all over the world that you are searching after God, here is God. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. In the Bhagavad has given different list of different incarnation of God, but ultimately concludes that iti chansakala pungsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. All the incarnations, they are parts or parts of the part. Angsa means part and kala means part of the part. But some Purna Bhagavan, Surasa Kala Purna, Sarisajya Purna Bhagavan is Krishna. That is the verdict, all Vedas, all Shastras. So we should also accept in that light Krishna Su Bhagavan Sam, Ishara Parama Krishna. And Krishna also says personally, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the origin of even Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu. Aham sarvasya prabhu. Matta sarvam pravartat. So, from any... Now, here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Krishna is person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is person, but he is not a person like us. That is it. A less intelligent person, they think Krishna, as soon as he is a person like us. But that isn't. He is not a person like any one of us. Therefore, he is confirmed by the Vedas. Apani Pada Javanagrahita, this absolute truth has no leg or hand. Still, he can walk very swiftly and he can accept anything you offer. That means his hands and legs are not like ours. That is that thing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to explain before Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that the absolute truth is a person. A person like you and me. Chetana, Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetananam. He is the supreme person, the chief person. We are all also individuals. Krishna is also individual. But he is the chief and we are subordinate. That is it. Thank you very much. God is not poor man. But you are mismanaging. उसको तो प्रमाण है कि बच्चा पैदा होने का पहले ही वो माता जी का स्तन में दूध है. एक दिन पहले दूध नहीं होता. जब पैदा बच्चा पैदा हो उसी वक्त दूध. Immediate. Oh, मतलब विश्वास नहीं है मूर्ख है, विश्वास नहीं है मूर्ख है। एक बहुनाम विदुदाधिकाम बीतक, एक जो भगवान है नित्य नित्यानाम चेतन चेतनाम, एक नित्य वस्तु है चेतन वस्तु है भगवान, एक बहुनाम विदुदाधिकाम सबके पालन करते हैं। इसके लिए इसलिए नाम भगवान का है विश्वंभर, सब ईश्वर को खिलाते हैं। सब पक्षी का 84 लाख जोड़ी में मनुष्य जाति बहुत ही कम है, 4 लाख और सबके लिए भगवान खाने को देता है, हाथी को देता है, चीटी को देता है, खाली मनुष्य को नहीं देता, सब जुआ चीज है ठीक है। इसलिए पाप है तो भगवान का वस्तु उसको भगवान को नहीं समझते है, हमारा समझते है अहं ममेति जनस्य मोहयम, हमारा देश है, हमारा संपत्ति है, हमारी यह है, हमारी यह है, हमारी हमारी करके काम जानना। इसलिए कृष्ण का आंसर चाहिए, हमारी नहीं है कृष्ण का, बस एवरीथिंग। तो इसलिए कृष्ण कॉन्शसनेस मूवमेंट का बहुत ही आवश्यकता है, आप लोग साहब इसमें साथ सहयोग दीजिए, इसको खूब प्रचार कीजिए। भोक्ता जब दबाव एकमात्र भोक्ता और मालिक है कृष्ण, that's not